This is Paul Meyer, founder and director of IDEA and author of Accents and Dialects for Stage and Screen. I invite you to listen to the following IDEA sample and guess the home country of the speaker.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Berry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duchess Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt dressed, she ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a bland yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you could only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so it did make her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to trot around the office like a lunatic. It made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comer, Comer," which Sarah thought as an odd choice for a name. Comer was strong and huge, so it could take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered at her. Her efforts were futile. In no time, the goose began to tire. So Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her up with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onorif, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.